Controversy continues over the termination of the City of Poughkeepsie's bus service. Dutchess County plans to expand its service in the city with 4 new routes. The latest salvo was a City Common Council vote to refuse a state grant for the county's expanded system, and Mayor Rob Rollison is blasting that move. Poughkeepsie bus service is slated to end June 30th, with Dutchess County adding 4 routes in the city set to begin July 1st. Poughkeepsie Democratic Common Council member Chris Petsis explains why he voted to refuse the $315,000 state grant to expand county bus service.
That grant, again, would have facilitated the elimination of the bus service.
Here's Republican Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison.
Well, it's disappointing, you know, on so many levels because, you know, for 7 months, the city council has done essentially nothing on this issue, except some of them have, you know, held rallies and gotten people worried and fired up about, you know, bus services ending and they're losing their buses.
Petsis says the city should look elsewhere to save money and not deprive vulnerable residents of transportation they depend upon.
I don't think that's good government. I don't think that's good leadership. And I don't think that's the moral right thing to do. It's no different than Donald Trump wanting to cut Meals on Wheels, right? I mean, the cost savings is yeah, you're going to save some money, but you're also going to impact, you know, millions of lives of these people that rely on Meals on Wheels to deliver meals to their home.
Residents have attended public meetings on the subject, with many voicing concern and opposing the termination of Poughkeepsie's bus service. Rollison says he accepts the concerns that have been voiced and acknowledges that some residents will not have the service they need. He says the new county routes will provide service for the majority, and Rollison accuses some council members of stirring up debate unnecessarily.
And it was just, you know, clear to me that this was nothing but a, you know, we're not going to cooperate, you know, in any way to help the county with the transit system in the city. It's really unfortunate. And that, you know, as I said, it's like is their major legislative accomplishment turning down state aid? It seems to me that's what it is.
Rollison says the council has had more than 3 years to study and fix the city's transit system and has failed. Again, Petsis.
You know, when you go from covering 56 city streets, and that's what our buses cover right now, down to 20, and that's what the new 4 routes will do, that is a tremendous impact on a lot of people's lives.
Petsis was in Albany Thursday to drop off a resolution approved by the Common Council in a 5-3 vote to request that the state comptroller audit the transit fund.
We believe that it's important to have an independent set of eyes come in to review the financials of our transit fund.
He says he does not believe the city administration's assessment of a suffering transit fund is on target. Here's Rollison.
Well, that's political grandstanding at its best to you know, I'm going to hand deliver something to the state capitol, then, you know, probably take a picture of it and post it on Facebook.
Rollison says by law, the entire city budget is audited independently each year. A spokesman for the comptroller says his office has received and will review the request. Petsis says he believes opposition to the city's bus service ending will continue.
I think that you will find this winding up in court. I think a shutdown of a bus service is a civil right violation on many different levels. And I think that, sadly, this will wind up in the courts.
He says he does not intend to be part of bringing such a suit, but says community groups and residents are mobilizing to bring legal action. Meanwhile, Dutchess County Public Transit will host several public outreach meetings next week to provide an overview of the 4 new county bus routes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.